Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
It's so good to see you all. Are you ready to hear God's word? Well, boom! It starts right away. In those days, John the Baptist appeared. Boom! Right out the gate. No preparation. There he is. It's not like Luke's gospel. In Luke's gospel, we get an introduction of Zechariah, John's father, and Hannah the mother, and some background, how he's related to Jesus. None of that in Matthew's gospel. He appears, this wild preacher, this prophet preacher, this warrior preacher, preaching in the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent. Change your minds. Change the way you're living. Change the direction of your life. Change your attitudes. Things are going to be radically different. You better change to be on board. That's what he's saying. Why? The kingdom of heaven is coming. A new reality is dawning. God's way is happening. John is the last of the Old Testament prophets. Like, John's kind of the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He is in line with Isaiah from the first reading today that Karen did. John the Baptist, like Isaiah, speaks the word of the Lord. You'll hear him say, just like Isaiah, "Thus says the Lord," the word of God. And if it's really the word of God, and not just so many words you hear on the internet or on television or from these talking heads, but if it's the word of God, then we better pay attention. The living word, in Hebrew, the Dabar, Yahweh, the word of God that goes out and does what it intends and does not return to God until it accomplishes what it intends to accomplish. Never before will we see what God's about to do. Isaiah tells us a dead tree stump of Jesse. You remember King David? His father's name was what? Jesse. It was Jesse. They thought this was dead. This line was dead. No. From the dead stump, a branch shall rise out of its roots. You can see, like, right there, like that banner back there and your bulletin cover. You know, what was dead? Something new. That is unexpected. A new creation is coming out of that dead stump. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon it. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear, the wow of the Lord. That wow, God's going to do something new. When we hear the word God, it's not just God this or God. It's wow, there's an amazing thing about to happen. The Spirit of knowledge and the wow of the Lord. And he will delight in this holy fear, this holy awe, this wonder, this amazement of the Lord. And he won't judge with his own eyes. He won't say, "This is my opinion." He won't decide with his own ears, "Well, this is what I think." No, he will decide with the Lord's eyes and the Lord's ears and judge as the Lord judges. It will be a radical new time, a time of quite different than the time we now live in. So if you expected to hear a nice little Christmas sermon today, we're dealing with Isaiah and John the Baptist. You know, these guys are crazy. They're crazy in love with God. They're radical. They're not going to take halfway measures. They're going to show you the whole thing. No difference. And notice, Isaiah nor John, they don't say, "Well, hang in there. Things will gradually get better." They don't say, I know times are tough now, but you know, persevere. They don't say, persevere and get through this time of hardship. You can do it. No. They say, boom, this is going to drop in something brand new, radically from God. Radically trust in God. Radically look to God. Radically know God's word. They say, extremely hope in God. Extremely be in awe of God. Because God's going to do a brand new thing, completely different. There will be a radical newness. And how new is this newness? that that God will work a newness so radical that a little baby, and I was thinking of our grandson. We saw pictures of him today. They had a little baby with our grandson, two little babies together. And our grandson just went, boom, smacked the baby in the nose. I said, boy, what a good left hook, big boy. But a baby is going to be playing where there's a snake hole. And there'll be a rattlesnake or an adder. And he'll play with them and won't be injured. A newness so radical that wolves and sheep and lambs and will lay down together. One of my favorite little, I love figurines. I got Yoda, I got Gandalf. But this is like the lion and the lamb. And this is a world at peace. This is one of my favorite icon for me because I love peace. Because Frederick basically means king of peace from Shalom. So the peace, I love that. Lion's going to lay down with the lamb. Of course, Woody Allen once said about this vision, he said, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, but the lamb won't get much sleep that night. You know, something so new, so different, so radical is going to happen. So we need to, what do they say? Repent. Change. And that's hard because we have our own ways of doing things. We have our own little idols that we like. We have our own belief systems. Change. To dream with a new heart, new imagination. What the kingdom of heaven that has come so near is like. And folks, that something is really a someone. A someone. Not rules and regulations, but a person. And this someone, this presence is going to be so pure. So beautiful, so righteous, so attractive, that everything will change. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua in Hebrew. Yeshua means God saves. And from that we get the name in English, Jesus. Jesus. You see, Isaiah was right about the Spirit. John the Baptizer was right about the kingdom. Well, we logically know that you don't let a baby play with a bunch of snakes. We know that you don't put the lion and the lamb together because the lamb will become lamb chops for the lion. You know that. But God knows something that we don't know. God's going to do something that we don't expect. The kingdom is so close that Jesus tells us in his first sermon in Mark's gospel, Mark 1:14, the kingdom of God has come so near. Repent and believe the good news, taking what John says and takes a little further. A spirit of the fear, the wow, the awe, the amazement of God. And because that's coming, we can live here in this world in a new way. New visions, new hopes. Joan and I were invited to St. Paul's Methodist Church on Ferguson Road. We were given this food to help out with poor people. And they were looking at, and we were praying about the 10th anniversary of Sandy Hook. And they showed the little pictures of the people that were hurt there and killed there. And their families, and we prayed. We had little candles, and Dwayne Woodruff was there, and he's a judge now. I get to shake his hand, and his wife, and there's a nun there, and they're looking at ways that we can help change these things, that kids can go to school and be safe, that our neighborhoods can, you can go to the Walmart and be safe, or you can go to a movie theater and be safe. How can we change this? No, because the same old's not going to work. The same old's going to change. Why? Because the kingdom of God is coming. You know, Nelson Mandela, I remember seeing a movie about him, and this Leclerc, who was a white supremacist, and he and Mandela later got together, and they forgave each other, and they became friends. Why? The kingdom of God is coming. John Paul II, I remember when I was a young man, I watched it, I saw it on television. He was in the Vatican, he's greeting people, and this guy, boom, shot. Years later, he goes and meets that guy in prison. They talk. He gives him a crucifix. He forgives him. He forgives him. Why? The kingdom of God is coming. Jürgen Moltmann, a great philosopher and great theologian, said it's living proleptically. Because we know what's coming, we live now in advance of that new future that's coming to us right now. Living proleptically, what's going to happen to us? There is a presence now where there are children of God dedicating their lives to helping the poor and the helpless, like we are here, and where they're helping the widow and the orphan and the poor, where Christians are focusing on helping those less fortunate. Why? Because this is where Jesus focused. This is where Jesus focused. Helping deaf people to read the Bible, like Karen's family's doing down down south there. And I was talking to a lady the other day, and I had baptized. I mean, when you're this old in the ministry, you get to know people long periods of time. I baptized the children. I baptized the daughter. I confirmed the daughter. And the daughter's now working in Africa and Costa Rica with environmental issues, helping them have a better life. You know, the kingdom of God, a new day is dawning. You know, no, we talk about pro-life because pro-life is from God. Life is precious. Every human being, that's why we can't go to war with somebody, because you're shooting your brother or sister if you're going to war with somebody. And we want the life to be sacred in the womb. But when the child's born, that's also pro-life, to make sure that child has good education and enough food and enough shelter, and it grows up in a world where they can go to school and it's safe, and to have an environment where they're not going to have all these terrible weather patterns changing, and we work for better. That's all pro-life. And capital punishment, that's not pro-life, that's pro-death. We say, nope, like Pope Francis said, we need to celebrate the spirit in a new world that puts emphasis in different places. You know, Pope Francis wrote, now, how can it be that it is not news item when a homeless elderly person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points. A new day is dawning. We lit a second candle. There's more light coming into the world because the kingdom is dawning. God is doing a brand new thing. He's doing it right now. The new thing that will allow the lamb to sleep in the furry paw of the lion and sleep in safety like a baby. This is God's ways coming. God's ways coming. Isaiah reminds us today. John the Baptist reminds us today. God's kingdom, God's rule, God's kinship, God's coming is brand new and is coming soon. And so we need, like an athlete, to prepare for a ball game or a football game or basketball or soccer. We need to prepare our body, minds, and souls for that. How? Jesus tells us. The new day, the identification of the citizens of that new day will be people who love one another. People who serve one another. What did Jesus do the last night of his life? He washed people's feet. Of course, Larry will tell you sometimes washing people's feet, that can be the most pleasant thing in the world. But, you know, we're called to do that. We're called always to work for unity. Anything that causes division, saying this group is evil or this group is losers or make you afraid of another group, that's evil. Read Paul's letters. It's always for koinonia, unity, fellowship with all people. Because why? The kingdom of who? God is coming. Martin Luther wrote in a small catechism, the kingdom of God will come on its own. We pray, thy kingdom come, so that it will also come to us. So that it will also come to us. May it be so. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.